listening to Soundtrack Radio Programming. The Soundtrack Selection.
This is Soundtrack Radio, bringing soundtracks to life. Late night.
Late night.
Radio.
This is Late Night Atmospheric Themes. More soundtrack variety.
Music to fire the imagination. Forest themes.
Gretel from Hansel and Gretel on Late Night Atmospheric Themes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to tonight's Late Night Radio. It's a very special edition because we've got a very special character in the studio from a very, very special fairy tale. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Gretel Pritkul. I've come all the way from Bavaria to be with you tonight. I hope that we're going to have a very nice evening.
So if anybody is not familiar with you, what story are you actually from?
I can't believe that you haven't heard my story.
We
are a very famous family. Me and my brother Hansel had a very misfortunate childhood. We were brought up in the black fields of Bavaria. Everything was going well until our family fell onto hard times. Then they abandoned us in the woods. That is how my story begins. You have heard of it? You are familiar?
I think I might know that story.
Yes,
it's not,
yes.
Your brother's not Hansel, is it?
Yes. We collected the little tiny pebbles and we threw, when we were abandoned in the woods by my father, the woodcutter, we throw these tiny stones down to lead us back to the house. It was, you know, it was great. It worked so well the first time.
Tell us a little bit more about what happened.
Well, unfortunately, my family was so poor that when we made our way back to the house, we were taken straight away back to where we'd been abandoned in the forest. My brother had not had time to collect the stones. So all that we had on us was we had a bun each. You have buns, bread buns, you know, bread.
Yeah, working radio, bread is sometimes the only thing I eat all day.
We have them, and he just broke tiny crumbs off and dropped them in the same manner that we did to the stones. But unfortunately, a flock of crows came down. The birds, they are carrion birds.
They're vermin though, aren't they?
Yes, they will eat anything. It was very unfortunate. So the birds, they swoop down, they eat the breadcrumbs. So we are left entirely defenseless, without shelter. We have no penknife. We have no Ramirez to tell us how to find somewhere to stay. It was very, very worrying.
And what you're going to do next is show us where it is that you ended up and what happened to your life after that. And in fact, we're going to go out into the location to have a look around some of your history in this forest.
Yes. If you would like to follow me in the next break, I will show you around my old stomping ground. The trees, they still look the same. I will recognise it. Yes, I think you will like it very much.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Gretel from Hansel and Gretel on Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
We're in the middle of a dense group of trees in the middle of Bavaria, a forest in Germany, with Gretel, a famous character, and she's going to show me the famous place in which she spent most of her childhood. Take us through it.
Yes, you'll notice that once you enter the forest, there is a little bit of a chill in the air. That is because the light from the sun finds it very hard to filter through the trees. This makes you feel quite disorientated, as I'm sure you are feeling now.
I'm feeling a bit sick, yes.
Yes. Also, with the forest being enchanted, that can happen. Well, the next part of the story, my brother and I were very, very hungry at this point because we had thrown our bread away, which was very unfortunate. So we happened to stumble just across there, if you can see by the copse of trees, a beautiful house made entirely of gingerbread and sweet snacks. I'm telling you, it was a treat. It was a sight to behold.
It was almost like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, but in the forest, at a lovely little house made of gingerbread.
I think that's where Willy Wonka got the idea from, to be honest.
Absolutely amazing. We're going to have a look in there next. Right now, you might be able to tell from my voice, but we're inside Hansel and Gretel's house, or at least it wasn't their house, but they spent years of their childhood here. Take us through some of your experiences.
Well, as I was saying, the house, it was very beautiful and we were very hungry. So, actually, it might seem a little bit churlish of us now and maybe a little bit naive, but my brother, Hansel and myself, we ran toward the house and we started to eat some of the windowpane. It tasted like spun sugar.
Which is why that pillar's collapsed over there. Is that why? Because you damaged the structure of the house.
Yes, we did damage the structure of the house. We were not proud of it, but we were very hungry. The gingerbread sills covered in a layer of thick, dark chocolate. I can taste them now. Beautiful.
And who'd made the house? Who'd made this?
Well, it was an old blind lady. I did a few years care work with this lady. She had some very unusual ideas. You know, we did eat some of her house, so we felt that we had a certain, we owed a certain, you know, we did, you know, we
now, did. Now, from the social services records that I've got, dating back to when you were living here, it appears that your brother was made to live in a cage. Is there any truth to this?
Well, yes, she was slightly abusive towards my brother, but she did feed him very well. You know, I was fed basically dry husks of bread, maybe some ash. And, you know, if I was lucky, she would let me lick the end of her pencil when I was thirsty. But apart from that, my brother, it was very strange. She did not feed me well, but she let me roam free. She kept him in a gilded cage and fed him the most beautiful tidbits, morsels, chops, everything.
Well, do you think she had an ulterior motive in doing this?
It was very divisive of her. I can remember feeling quite resentful at one time. I was doing all the chores and he basically sat on his patootie eating meat.
I can imagine you were incensed.
I was raging.
But your relationship didn't go too well, did it, at the end? And we're going to have a little look at that when we get back.
Late night.
Late night.
Radio.
This is Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
More soundtrack variety.
Music to fire the imagination. Forest themes.
Gretel from Hansel and Gretel on Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
I'm inside Gretel's house with Gretel, who is now in her 20s. And now she's going to talk about what ultimately happened to a legal guardian when she was around 11 years of age.
Well, the story, if I carry on with it, makes me feel quite sensitive, but my brother, I was getting exceedingly jealous of my brother and his meat. The witch, I call her a witch, because she treated me quite badly.
Understandable.
Yeah, well, actually, because of all the sweets and the chocolate that she had been eating, she began to develop type A diabetes. And she told me that she could not be eating the sugar anymore and that she needed to find some source of protein.
And you discovered something. You discovered
something. I then discovered, to my chagrin, that she was planning to eat my brother.
And that was why she was feeding him all the meat and you were getting none of it.
I can't believe it. So she was losing her sight because of the diabetes. And she then was asking my brother to put his hand through the bars of his cage so she could feel how fat he was getting.
Yeah, he was a big one. I can remember that from the story.
But instead, because his eyes were not very good, what we were doing is we were taking the bones from the chops and we were placing them through the bars. When she was feeling the bones, she was not satisfied that he was gaining enough weight to make a decent meal, so she would let him stay, carry on eating the meat.
So I presume that when you found out about all this, you were very angry
indeed.
I got
really upset. In the end, I decided to break my brother out, and we thought we would put her out of her diabetes misery, give her free cremation, so we bung her in the fire.
Well, it sounds like you were completely scheming, little children. But, well, it sounds like a logical solution to your problem,
yes.
But...
Yes, well, you know, I'm from a very poor family. We haven't got £2,000, £800 to pay towards a proper funeral service. So we thought, kill two birds with one stone.
Now, if we just take a look at this oven right now, there does seem to be some pieces of black soot.
Yes.
Is this your former legal guardian?
Yes, yes, this is her. You know, when we popped her in the oven, it was very funny in a way. We did that impression of Gordon Ramsay, which... done.
Right, well, you've asked me to do something very, very special, something that you now have a certain amount of sentimentality towards this period, and you just want to lay it all to rest, don't you?
Yes, yes.
So what we're going to do, we're going to offer to take these ashes from the oven, and we're going to take them and bury them somewhere.
That would find
somewhere that special to you.
That would be cathartic for me.
Okay, well, we're going to come right back, and we're going to do exactly that.
Gretel from Hansel and Gretel on Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
Well, there is something that nobody has ever found out about Hansel and Gretel. That's you.
Yes.
And, of course, the witch who was your stepmother.
Well, I don't call her that. You know, we have a place in our heart for her because, you know, she is dead and we don't speak bad of the dead.
Yeah.
We plan to pick these ashes up now. I have a dustpan and brush here now. We're going to gently sweep the ashes up. I've got a Tesco bag that it can go in. No, sorry, Aldi. Aldi bag. Sweep the ashes into the Aldi bag and then we are hoping to take her to the last resting place of Adolf Hitler, where he was burnt. We're hoping to scatter the ashes there in the bunker, which should be very nice. She was a big fan.
And this is the big bombshell. Funny you should say that. Not only was the witch a sympathiser with the Nazis, but so were you in Hansel.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was in it because I liked the uniforms. Beautifully cut, so nice. Even if your bum is looking a little bit out of condition, the skirt, it would give you such a line that you looked like you could bounce two peas off your bottom cheeks. Fantastic.
Well, we're here in Berlin. Are you still going to scatter the ashes? Because there's a policeman walking towards us.
Quick, in his eyes!
Late night.
Late night. This is Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
More soundtrack variety.
Music to fire the imagination. Forest themes.
Gretel from Hansel and Gretel on Late Night Atmospheric Themes. Late Night Radio is a Channel 107 production for Soundtrack Radio. Gretel was played by Corinda Hartley and was talking to AJ.